Not long ago, I had occasion to fly over the coastline of China, somewhere in the vicinity of Hong Kong. When we hit the coast just before dawn hit the China Sea, I saw many lights twinkling in the darkness far below. It was like flying over a town along our Atlantic coastline, just as the people are stirring themselves to begin the day's work. But we were flying over Japanese held territory, or so I had been led to believe. The lights shone in the darkness. There was no effort to conceal them. Apparently, the people knew what they were doing. They couldn't be Japs, I thought, for Japs would have doused their lights at the approach of a flame. Later, I asked a Chinese guerrilla friend to explain. He laughed. Of course the lights were Chinese, he said. The Japs stick close to Hong Kong. When they stick their shaved heads out, the heads are apt to drop before accurate guerrilla rifle fire. Couldn't the Japs make soldiers against such a brightly lighted city? I asked my guerrilla friend. Sure they could, he answered. And a man could stick his head in a lion's den, but he might get hurt, too. Then the guerrilla friend went on to explain just how much power the Chinese wield around Hong Kong and Canton and along the Chinese coastline, which the Japs claim to control. Preparing for the hopeful coming of the American landing, the Chinese actually have elected a mayor of both Canton and Swatow, which lies up the coast from Hong Kong. We have our own police forces, run our own schools under the Japs' noses, and collect taxes to keep things going, my friend explained. When the Americans come, we'll be ready. In fact, we plan a celebration that day in both Canton and Swatow. Amazing people, these Chinese guerrillas. This is Bob Brumby reporting from Chongqing. I return you now to Eyes West in the United States.